When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That generally sums up the feelings of the day today. We're here till 7. Why? Because I'm a nice guy. Rieger joins me. Rico's at his dentist right now. So we'll check in with him tomorrow.
Wait a second. Doesn't he have a thing with the dentist?
Listen. All I know is he says it's full service.
Okay.
The point is the Tigers won the game. The Tigers win game one, the game you expect to win, because Scooble's on the mound. And I understand, you know, people are going to, if you want to call in and freak out about the ninth inning, all I would say is welcome to October baseball. You know, you're not playing the Rockies on a casual Thursday afternoon. And although I don't think a lot of the Astros, Rieger, you agreed with me. We wanted the Astros over the Orioles.
Absolutely.
Primarily because the bottom five people in that lineup may, in fact, be dead.
Very pitchable. Yeah, you're not a fan of Jason Hayward, apparently. I come to find out.
He's a corpse. The point is, the Tigers win another game, and they do it exactly the way they've been doing it for a month and a half, you want to call it? I mean, I almost want to say 2 months.
It's been like 2 months.
But you start the game, Carpenter's on the bench, Keats on the bench. You got Andy Ibañez, who's won for his last 1,000.
But it was against the lefty.
Right, but you get the point. They do it the way that they've been doing it. Oh, it's a 3-0 count to Jake Rogers. F it. Another swing away.
Turns into rake.
Look, they get contributions from everybody. Scooble does exactly what he does. 6 innings, essentially unhittable baseball. They piece it together. You bring in Mariano Rivera, a.k.a. Bo Brisky. you bring in Will Vest. It doesn't matter. You bring in Holton, and you piece it together. And it just, look, I'm done trying to figure it out. So you got the game we all believe they would get, which is Scooble game one. The question, can you finish this out, piecing it together two more times against Houston? I say yes. I think your weaknesses come out in a five is certainly a seven-game set. But I had a weird confidence today. You were gripping. You were a disaster in the ninth.
What did I tell you? I told you no Jason Foley because of this great bullpen, and they're pretty damn great. He is the most hittable pitcher out there, and he's got control issues, and you saw it pop its ugly head in the ninth inning. But then Bo Brisky comes, and I just read this stat, Michael, some dude that covers minor league baseball.
Oh, what a source.
That's right. Bo Brisky has never thrown above 99.5 miles an hour.
He did it 7 times today.
Today he hit 103 times. He's unbelievable. See, this is where I differ from you, though, because you talk about the next game. So Kikuchi's going to go for them tomorrow. Tomorrow you throw Holton or you throw Brisky, then you go to a bulk guy, or hell, you throw 9 different relievers out there.
Okay.
What I think is you can't deny this works. So, and I think it works in pretty much any situation. I like the fact that Houston kind of didn't know what was coming at him.
Where do you disagree with me again?
No, as far as a longer series or as far as maybe it being tougher to win without Tarek Skubal on the bump.
You're just not going to be able to pitch him as much, and you don't have another starter.
That is true.
I got to see it to believe it over a 7-game, but that's not what we're dealing with right now.
Right, I mean, you win tomorrow, you're in Cleveland on Saturday.
That's it. And then you'll face Cleveland, the challenge. Do you pitch Skubal shorter rest to try to get him twice in the series?
Which I don't think they will.
Well, it's a delicate balance. I mean, you're in the playoffs. First order of business, you got to win one more here. Getting game one now changes hope to expectation for me.
100%.
I hope they would win this first series. I thought they could. They got the team I wanted, which is old-ass Houston. If they don't get this done, that would be disappointing.
I'd be devastated.
Not angry, not mad. I tip my cap for what this crew of young guys has accomplished. I'm just saying, hey, now we got game one in your pocket. I can't lie to my listeners and be like, well, it'll be no big deal. You got game one, man. You got one more game to get. And frankly, this team's got about 2.5 hitters because Jordan Alvarez walks around like Gator.
You're right. Tucker, Altuve, and Bregman, right? And Alvarez is pretty much got a banged up knee. And they weren't sure he was going to play.
Dude, he hit a ball off the wall. He was on first.
Here's the big difference, too. Like Parker Meadows, Jake Rogers, Trey Sweeney, your 7, 8, 9 guys combined 4 hits, 2 RBI. All 3 RBI, by the way, with 2 outs. Their 7, 8, 9 hitters, Ofer, stink,
well,
dead.
And again, you're seeing the differential between what you've created, right? Where AJ can mix and match and he has options and the batting order doesn't even matter.
It doesn't.
So like Houston, where you've got these nonsense players like Duvall, Chaz McCormick, Jonathan Singleton. I mean, just losers. So yeah, it's not surprising that, look, man, if you can navigate that top four of their order, your pitching's good enough to really turn it into kind of a 3 or 4 inning game. Because they're going to send a lot of guys to the plate that just can't hurt you.
Do you believe in history? I'll give you a quick history lesson. I'm sure you know this already, but there's been 8 of these best of 3 wild card playoff series. 7 of them have been sweeps. 6 of them won by the road team. And all of them won by the team that won the first game. Meaning...
It's good data right there.
Thank you. I work hard. Meaning the...
No, you do. I wasn't. Unlike the guy you host normally.
I thought that was... Sorry, no. I'm used to the sarcasm. I apologize.
Jeff, nobody works harder than you, man.
Thank you, buddy. But meaning the Tigers are in a pretty damn good shape.
They're in great shape.
Here's the other thing. If I could just look forward just a quick second.
Let's say Saturday night, you'll have Michigan on the iPad. And you're going to have the Tigers and Guardians on the big screen.
Which probably not Scooble starting game one.
I'm not going to say that.
But anyway, my point is, though, I love the fact, too, that both the Yankees, your guys, and the Guardians, they've been waiting forever. You take a baseball team and you give them a week off in the playoffs?
See, I don't mind it.
I think that maybe I'm just thinking
of 6-12. Cleveland's dealing with a lot of tired ball players. You know, Kwan has been playing through a ton of injuries.
They got pitching issues.
Lane Thomas has been a high-usage guy. They needed a break. J-Ram's not a spring chicken. I don't mind the rest at the end of it.
But again, isn't Cleveland similar to Houston? They're so pitchable. I feel once you get past Naylor and Juan and Ramirez.
I told you, there's one team in the AL that I just don't think you're beating.
Both the Yankees.
Because it is a 7-game set and because, unlike the Astros, who won a whopping 2 games more than you, look, the Yankees have been the class of the league all year long. Now, again, Yankees still have to get there. They could easily gag and lose their series. I'm not going to limit what this team can do because, as you said, it's working. And look, you heard it on the broadcast, and then you brought up something that Jeff Passan said. I think the fun of this is the following. On the broadcast, Tim Kirchen, who shouldn't be on the broadcast, he's atrocious with that squeaky voice of his.
Hey, leave squeaky voices alone. Come on. That's right.
The point is, Kirchen said he talked to a member of the Tigers coaching staff. And he goes, did you see any of this happening? And the guy was like, are you kidding me? No. And then Jeff Passan said he got a text from AJ. And basically it was, can you effing believe this? Close quote.
Yeah, that's what Passan said yesterday.
That's the fun. There's no one within this organization that can even pretend, and they're not trying, can pretend they expected any of this.
No.
That's the magic. It's the innocence of it because you get to have fun. Notice the difference in watching the Tigers right now and watching the Lions. When you're watching the Lions, they are the victim now. They have the burden of immense expectations where you don't get to just have the enjoyment of watching the games. With this, I've said it's house money and people get upset by it, but it is. This is wholly unexpected and it's fun. So you just ride it. This is a wave. I think it's nothing I didn't say yesterday. I think they're going to beat Houston. I think you are going to be Saturday night, you personally. Barca Lounger.
Let's go. I'll go to Cleveland. Little, I got family members in Cleveland.
Stupid little Frangelico that you
have. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I believe you called it liquid diabetes one time.
It is.
I gave you a nice little bottle and you spit it out. It's very
disgusting.
Disrespectful.
The point is, you, your stinky shoes, the Barca Lounger, and your Frangelico, Saturday night, I truly believe in my heart the Tigers will be playing the Guardians.
I don't think there's any question. And here's the other thing, too, when we get to the calls, Mike, but I got to be honest, dude. Like, maybe I'm on crack, okay? Sunday, I was on the radio from the ballpark. And I said, I want the Astros. You said you wanted the Astros. People called me up. Oh, you're a moron. You got a bunch of lefties pitching to the Tigers. You can't play Carpenter. You can't play Keith, right?
Did Carpenter start the game today?
No, and you got him in.
Start the game today.
No, and he walked twice.
Right.
So both beneficial for the team.
They're not getting it. This is the problem.
I agree
with you. But again, it's a fan base that has been disengaged from this team all year.
I mean, hell.
And I'm not mad at them. I'm saying they don't get it. Go watch the movie Moneyball. That's what you're executing here. It's a 26-man roster. Everybody plays. All the time.
But I also think AJ wanted this. AJ had the chance to try to win on Sunday and get Baltimore. Baltimore probably a little tougher team. AJ wanted this. And I listened to him talk on Sunday. He's a little arrogant, which you would expect him to be. He wanted this. And I don't think there's
any
question they win this
series. I think anybody
who follows
the sport wanted Houston.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Baltimore, listen, I just didn't like the idea of them getting healthy, and they have a hammer at the top of the rotation in Corbin Burns. Framber Valdez,
who, by the way, has dominated the Tigers twice in 2 weeks.
Once again, Framber Valdez, on the other hand, is a nut job, and he's soft, and he's terrible in the playoffs. Then you have Hunter Brown and Kikuchi. Sorry, that doesn't really worry me. From a lineup standpoint, they got a top four, nothing else. The Orioles, it's more of a fluid lineup. It's more elongated.
By the way, David just whispered in my ear very sexually, actually.
Ooh, oh.
Yes, whispered. It's very, very passionate. Apparently, Hunter Brown, the Wayne State product, starting tomorrow. So you see Kikuchi, the lefty that they traded from the Tampa Bay or Toronto Blue Jays, is going to be there for game three.
Okay.
So there you go. Little update. We have no idea who the Tigers are starting, but I would assume it's going to be exactly like it normally is. It's going to be Tyler Holton, or it's going to be Brendan Hanafy, or it's going to be Bo Brisky.
You're overthinking.
I agree.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Mike, this is now, okay, and I don't care about expectations. I don't care about money in the bank, gravy. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But now that you know you can win this series, and history tells you you're going to win this series, I start thinking about how far this team can go. And I'm curious who the hell is with me, because I think you can beat the Guardians in a best of five. Now, maybe you're thinking you'd rather get the Yankees in a best of five because you only have to beat them three times instead of four. Doesn't matter. And I do think that it's going to be a hell of a series against the Yankees simply because of AJ and his big brain bullpen. I mean, that's what this is. This dude and his matchups, it's unreal.
First of all, it's radio gold.
That's fantastic.
Me being a Yankees fan, it's radio gold. But my point is, they can take this. Why can't they take it the whole way?
I don't think they... I agree with you.
My whole point is, it's of course it's possible because I've given up explaining it. We've done every different... Rieger, I think the thing that's exhaustive is, and I've left it behind the last couple of weeks, is I spent the first couple weeks of September trying to figure out how it was happening. And then I just decided to submit and go, you know what? F it. I'm going for a ride. I'm having a good time. And when you leave it behind, it's like you still love doing this whole bit of like, oh my God, it's Bob Gunther and his ADRA at Toledo. It doesn't matter.
Sean Gunther. Sean Gunther.
I don't care. Please.
Brennan Hanafy. Ty Madden. I call them the Toledo Four. But don't disrespect them.
It doesn't matter. Whoever AJ is putting in there, it's very much like the Patriot way.
Yeah, but
do
but,
your job.
But it does matter because these guys all throw harder than they ever have. They're all better than they've ever been. It's effing insane. So while you say you're over it, I'm not over it. I'm still trying to figure out how they're doing it.
I'm over trying to figure it out, and I'm over acting like, oh no, it might end. What signs do we have that it's ending? We have none. Just enjoy it.
I heard the midday show today talking about momentum. This is so good. What was that? One more time. It now has music behind it?
Listen.
Wow. Anyway, I heard the midday show talking about momentum. And, you know, they were going back and forth. They think the momentum can ride the Tigers. This is way more than momentum. They're just a good baseball team. You can't do what you've done for 3 months, the second half. You can't do that and not be a good baseball team. And moving forward, I got pretty I got confidence. Here's the other thing I'm sick of, though. Can one national media member actually watch the effing Tigers? I had to listen to Buster Olney yesterday calling this the miracle on ice. Oh, if the Tigers can beat the Astros. Shut up. Come on. Watch the team. Understand.
He called beating the Astros the miracle on ice?
Yes. He said AJ Hinch was going to go behind each player at whatever they call that ballpark, Minute Maid, and act like he's Herb Brooks because this is such an underdog story.
Okay, when you look at the terrible,
they were
take.
A plus 130 to win the series. It's almost even money.
Well, plus 130 today with the best pitcher in the league was free money.
Yes, I would agree.
That was ridiculous. Look, man, you're never going to get the national media, and the television broadcast was an atrocity as well.
Yeah, not
I mean,
great.
Michael Kay spends his year with the Yankees. Tim Kirchen, I mean, I don't even know why he's there. Look, it was awful. The whole thing was awful. And you could tell they don't watch the Tigers. But see, that's an industry issue, and listeners don't care. I'll leave it alone. Don't expect people to have watched this team when people locally didn't. You can't put that on anybody. No one knows these people because the people in the organization didn't know these people. Dan Dickerson didn't know these people. He said it to me in this very office. No one knew these people. So you just roll with it. Rieger, there's no sense trying to figure it out. You just go. And you're like, oh, well, who are they going to start tomorrow? It does not matter.
Fair, but it's so much fun.
Nor are you going to know the answer.
Well, yeah, I think
oh,
I know.
What's the lineup tomorrow? It doesn't matter. This isn't 2012. There isn't a set lineup. It's Moneyball.
Stop taking away my fun. I want to think about these things.
No, I'm saying I get that it. Is the fun. The fact that you just went into Houston and you didn't put a couple of your better hitters in the lineup and won a playoff game speaks to exactly how they're doing this. Yes, there's an element of witchcraft to it. I'm sorry,
voodoo. Don't tell Justin Henry Molloy. He got offended when I asked him that.
Why?
I asked him if there's magic or voodoo, and he said he follows Jesus, so he doesn't believe in voodoo.
Oh, come on. You can't take it that literal. Are you kidding me?
That's what he said to me.
David, are you kidding me with that?
I quickly apologized, and I walked away. But, dude, whatever he's doing, keep doing it, because he had a hell of a game. They put him in the two spot. He walked once. He got a hit once. I mean, he can work a count.
And then they move him out, and they put somebody else in.
And then they pinch hit Kerry Carpenter
for him. I need Hatterberg at first. It's Moneyball. So my whole point is you just submit to it. I don't even care what the lineup is. You turn the game on, you watch it.
But the fact
and know that lineup won't look that way by the fourth inning.
The fact that they won today at least eases all the wonder about if they're a real playoff team. Because there was a chance. I think some people thought like,
they were a real playoff team.
But real quick, because this has been so fluky and so weird and nobody expected it. There was a chance they go into Houston, you're thinking if they get rolled, you're like, all right, see, the whole thing was them just getting hot. What you saw today is them telling everybody we're real.
Do you know what a bad take it would be to go on the radio and be like, well, See what? They've had a miraculous run. It's been incredible. Do you know what playoff baseball is? A coin flip. Playoff baseball is the most coin flippy thing in the world. It's really hard to win it. I think at least three or four times in the last 15 years, my baseball team's been the best one in the game. You know how many World Series appearances we have? Zero.
No, yeah, Tigers beat him a couple times. No,
my point is, it doesn't work that way. So it's just game by game. Anyone who was going to be negative if they lost the series, that's an awful.
But I'm not talking about negative. I'm just talking about to ease the fans' belief. Like, if you had any thoughts that they weren't real or fluky or just like riding momentum, I think today told you a good baseball team. Thank you.
2-4.
I think everybody, Detroit is hard right now.
Dave, you want to just isolate that one?
No, no.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls next. We're taking you to 7 o'clock, 97.1.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.